Arizona ad, Democrat Mark Kelly surrendered our border to the cartels. By Nick Gilbertson on October 26, 2022. Former President Donald J. Trump's Super PAC, Make America Great Again, MAGA, Incorporated, released its latest ad Wednesday, hammering Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, for the crisis at the southern border. The Biden Democrats created the worst border crisis in American history, and they're lying through their teeth about it, states a narrator at the top of the video titled Open Borders. It then cuts to a clip of Vice President Kamala Harris hesitantly and falsely declaring that the border is secure. Mark Kelly voted with Biden nearly 100% of the time and surrendered our border to the cartels, the narrator continues. Now, fentanyl is pouring into Arizona, and overdose deaths are surging. Joe Biden, Mark Kelly, open borders, lost lives. Kelly, who votes for the Biden agenda 95% of the time, as 538 notes, has repeatedly voted against border security measures. For example, he voted against a measure that would have prohibited the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, from hiring any new agents until the U.S. Border Patrol doubled its forces, as Breitbart News noted. The $950,000 ad buy follows another from earlier this month that honed in on Kelly, who is running against Trump-endorsed Republican Blake Masters. The previous ad, titled Take Back, also slammed Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who is squaring off with Republican Carrie Lake in the state's gubernatorial race. The Biden Democrats surrendered our borders, created sky-high inflation, and hired 87,000 new IRS agents to grab more of your money, a narrator says. Mark Kelly and Katie Hobbs are with Joe Biden, not you. If they win, Arizona will get more illegal immigration, more inflation, and more lost jobs. Take our country back, secure Arizona's future. Vote for Blake Masters and Carrie Lake, the narrator concludes. A source close to the PAC told Breitbart News the ad buy ran about $1.8 million. In a statement to Breitbart News, Trump spokesman Taylor Buttigieg expressed the 45th president's commitment to taking home big victories on November 8. President Trump continues to make the case that Democrats and Joe Biden are responsible for America's decline, said Buttigieg. Their dismal record on the economy, being soft on crime, and allowing illegals and drugs across the border, combined with great Republican candidates endorsed by President Trump, will lead to big victories in 2022. President Trump's efforts across the nation continue to energize Republicans and define Democrats ahead of a historic election where American politics will be reshaped once more thanks to the leadership and vision of President Trump.